Stress is happening to you because of your inability to manage your own system. Not knowing how to manage the system is stressfulness. If this happened the way you want it, you wouldn't be stressful.
You need to understand this. Why your mind is going on with uncontrollable, endless thought is, you're identified with things that you are not. The moment you get identified with something that you are not, then mind is non-stop activity. You are identified with too many things and you're trying to stop your mind, I'm telling you, if you try for a million years, it's not going to happen. It cannot happen. If you take away your wrong identifications, then you will see this moment, mind will be just like a mirror, not saying anything, just reflecting everything. That's how mind should be. Your mind as a mechanism works best only when there is clarity in it, isn't it? Isn't it so? Your mind is not here to think up all kinds of fancy things. That's a distraction in life. Your mind is here to give you clarity and penetration into life. But right now, mind is just a huge ball of confusion, simply because you got identified with so many things that you are not, and now you're trying to hold it back, there is no way to hold it back. So what's being done here is not about controlling your mind, to bring an awareness as to what you are not. Right now, to start with, the most fundamental identity is your body. You're identified with your body, the clothes that you wear, your hairstyle, your goatee also, aren't you? Very much identified, isn't it? Your wife, your children, your family, your education, your religion, endless number of identifications. With all these identities, you want a quiet mind? There's no such thing. Once you're disengaged from the mind, you're disengaged from all identity, because it's the mind which manufactures identifications, isn't it? So, don't think of all kinds of things. Things will happen. Things that you have not imagined will happen.
The first time I came to United States, wherever I went, I heard this term, stress management. I could not understand. Because in my understanding, we manage things which are precious to us. Our families, our businesses, our money, our property, whatever is precious to us, we will manage that. Why would somebody want to manage stress? I couldn't get it for some time. Then I realized people have made a conclusion that stress is an extra limb that they have in their body. Stress is an appendage that they cannot get rid of. You do simple inner engineering process, just 21 minutes a day. Today you take your pulse rate before and after food. Do it for 6 weeks, check your pulse rate and see, it will be considerably down, which essentially shows with the same level of activity. This is a simple indicator, there are many other parameters that you could check, but this is an extremely simple indicator for which you don't have to go to any laboratory, you can check it yourself. The lowering of the pulse with the same level of activity indicates that your system is going at an easier pace. That means it's working much more efficiently. Stress is not a part of you, you get stressful because you do not know how to handle your mind. No attention has been paid as to how to handle this mind, how to handle this emotion, how to handle this body, how to handle these energies. Nothing has been done about it. You're managing such a sophisticated system accidentally. So you being stressful, is a natural outcome of such unconscious living. If you drive your car at 2000 RPM, the engine may last 100,000 kilometers or miles. If you drive the same engine at 5,000 RPM, it may last only 50,000 miles or less, simply because it's unnecessarily revved up. So if this can do everything that it has to do at an easy pace, that means it is happening efficiently. Any machine which has least amount of friction within itself happens efficiently, naturally produces more with least amount of stress.
Studies show that almost half of the adult population in the United States express that stress has negatively affected their behavior. Once they are under a lot of stress, people can snap easily. If stress persists, it can strain relationships and affect productivity. Prolonged stress should not be tolerated. Sadhguru offers some wise thoughts on what we should do.
How did big part of people nowadays get trapped in this vicious circle of frustration, misery and collective rage?
In every human being can notice this. When they're happy, if you meet them, they are wonderful people. If you meet them and they're miserable, angry, frustrated, whatever else, they can be nasty human beings. So this dimension of life has been neglected in our eagerness to develop our economies, to exploit the world, do whatever. We are busy fixing the world. Yes, world needs to be fixed to some extent. But we think by fixing the world, everything will be all right. No, we also need to fix this human being. See, if you look at it, what happens within a human being is entirely caused by him or her within themselves. Your joy and misery happens within you. Pain and pleasure happens within you. Right now, actually, even what is light and darkness happens only within you. Because what is light for you is darkness for some other creature. This is all the way it is happening within us, or in other words, the very basis of your experience is within you. If there is a choice right now within you, either to be blissful or stressful or miserable, what's your choice? Definitely to be blissful. When the very basis of experience is within you, should you not determine what is the nature of your experience? If you did determine what is the nature of your experience, would you make it pleasant or unpleasant for yourself? Definitely pleasant. So this ability to exercise this choice is something that we have not spread across in the society. We have not brought this into our children's lives. We have not made this a part of our education, that the most important thing for a human being is that you are a wonderful human being. If you are a wonderful human being, when you are feeling wonderful within yourself, you naturally do wonderful things to everybody. When you are feeling horrible within yourself, you will do horrible things to other people.
Life can be filled with a lot of stressors, and it is important that we learn to detach ourselves from these things to keep our minds in a clear and functional state. This is essential because our stress affects not only our health, but also our relationships with other people. To be blissful or miserable is a choice we make. Learn more about living life meaningfully by clicking on the video displayed above. Let us know which ideas strike you the most by leaving us a comment. And don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel for more meaningful videos like this. Thanks for watching.